Welcome to the Path to Profit podcast with your hosts, Dr. Manette Riordan and Brad Dobson. Hi, welcome again to the Path to Profit podcast. I'm your host, Brad Dobson, with my wife, Manette Riordan. And our wonderful guest today, Ivy Slater. Welcome, Ivy.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Good stuff.
Yeah, we're super excited to connect with you. And I think one of the things I love best about podcasting is that we're cross-country today. So Brad and I are just outside of Santa Barbara, California, and Ivy is in New York City. So there is something amazing about doing business today and being able to just really cross boundaries and borders all over the place. And so we love that part of it. And we always start our show, Ivy, with a quote. So we wanted to share a quote with everybody today, and then we'll tell you more about Ivy and dive right into our awesome conversation. Great. Successful people make money. It's not that people who make money become successful, but that successful people attract money. They bring success to what they do. Wayne Dyer.
Well, that's a good one.
Nice.
And felt very in alignment with our conversation.
Yeah, very in alignment of what I believe.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. I love that.
And I think as our conversation unfolds, we have crossovers in our bios. I also owned a publishing company. And so I think there's going to be some fun things and some similarities in what we teach and in just our philosophies and our values. But let me share with everybody a little more about Ivy first. So she's the CEO of Slater Success Coaching, where she works with smart and ambitious female entrepreneurs to design profitable service-based businesses. For the past 10 years, she has worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs, helping them step into their value as leaders in business and create their desired lifestyle. She's a wife of 30 years, she got us beat by 10 years, and mother of two adult children. When working with her clients, she encourages family first and then business. She built and grew her businesses while raising her two children, being class parent, vice president of the PTA, and organized various school functions.
Sounds a lot like Manette.
Her past experience includes owning a seven-figure printing business in New York City. Slater Graphics made a positive impact in the industry by creating a niche market for women buyers. Ivy is passionate about getting women out of their own way to create success on their terms. She's a nationally recognized speaker, trainer, and author. She's been featured on stages all across the country. And she has a really awesome book called Conquer Your Fear of Money, A Women's Guide to Business Success. And in that book, she shares proven systems used in building her businesses. We were talking before the show about all the sticky notes on the wall behind Ivy and clearly how organized she is. And we had a fun conversation about sticky notes and structure and systems and creative mindset. So Ivy, again, welcome. So delighted you're here.
Thanks, Manette. I'm excited. As I said, I'm very excited to be here. And it's exciting always to connect with people and to be part of communities that we have shared values and that then we can gift things forward.
Yeah, so much. And so we heard a lot of cool things about what you've done. I would love for you to share just a little bit about what's going on currently in your business. What are you really excited about right now?
Oh, goodness. There's a bunch going on.
Awesome.
There is a bunch going on. So the month of September, we're doing a business challenge. It is masteryourbusinesschallenge.com. And what it is one thing I'm about is it bugs me when I see people have businesses that their income is going up and down and here and down and then it goes up and it's spiking. It's really hard. I am about family first, and it's hard to support a family and raise your kids when your income is all over the place. And it's one of my Ivy's pet peeves. It's an Ivy pet peeve.
So, said in a true New York way. I love that.
with a true New York accent right behind it. And so in that consciousness, I work with people to create their incomes to be consistent. To me, consistent income is about consistent action. Yeah. So I'm doing a 5-day challenge, and that's about creating the 5 steps that I see that helps a business become consistent in their actions and results in consistent income. So that's one thing we have going on. Nice. I have, as we were talking, I'm going to be on the East Coast, the West Coast, speaking, doing all kinds of things. So I have a bunch of travel around the country in the next couple of months, and I love that. every time I loop in something, I try to do something personally. So I'm going to Ohio, and then I have a detour with the family. It's about business and family. It's not either or, it's an and there. So if you're following me, as people follow me around, you will see a bunch of, hey, I always say, I have a section in my newsletter that says, where's Ivy? Because somebody done on the basis of where's Waldo is, had a client who said to me, I can't keep up where you are. You have to let us know. So we created this Where's Ivy section, and that has been just a lot of fun. And more than anything, it becomes a resource for people. And that's where the important piece of this is.
Yeah.
Is we were just talking, hey, I'm going to be out in California. Hey, we ought to connect. Where are you? Well, so it's a matter of letting people know, like, oh, I believe in helping people get exposure for their business. And how do we use that? And look and see where I am. Come out and visit me. Reach out. Let's connect. Let's have coffee.
That's a really great tactic. I mean, you said it's fun. Obviously, it's a Where's Waldo type of thing. But at the same time, in your virtual communications, you can then encourage that physical world connection, which is neat.
And I loved what you said about the income spiking. We call it the money roller coaster, right? Where people are just, it's that slow up, 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 and then they get way up there, and then there's no consistent action in marketing. And so and then it's the whoosh, and it's a fast downhill slide. And so I love, will you talk a little bit more about consistency? It's one of my favorite topics. Why consistency is really the key to success.
I'm always happy to talk about consistency. And I think it's really interesting in a way to look at this post-summer, okay? Mm-hmm. So I don't know about you guys, but from when we were talking, we're both parents, right? Yes. The three of us, we're parents. Yeah. So summertime, I spent a bunch of time with even my adult kids.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, we had a lot That's of weekends, awesome. We had a playtime. And we still want to keep the consistent actions in the business. That doesn't mean consistency of working 10, 12, or 14-hour days. It, when you talk about marketing, I love the consistency in marketing. Mm-hmm. Consistency in marketing, consistency leads to consistency in a sales funnel.
Yep.
Right. Okay?
When you have consistency in your sales funnel, that's great and something to be celebrated. The next step is consistency on your follow-ups.
Yes.
So yesterday I had a great call with a client who did a program of mine last fall, and and she saw the challenge come up, and she shot me an email, and I was like, oh my God, I know, I saw you had a second child, I'm so excited, so you move, let's chat.
Right.
And she goes, well, yeah, I'm coming on the other side of, the little one's 4 months. The business has been moving along, but we had a lot going on. She goes, I was so excited to reconnect with you. I'm so excited about the consistency to support the support there. We jump back on the phone and she's jumping back into something else as well.
Nice.
I did not sell her anything. Because I told my husband I was having a conversation with you. I was so excited to work on my business again with you.
Nice.
And he's excited for me because he knows we've had, right? So it's about that consistency. It's consistency in marketing, which you guys are 100% all about. Consistency in the sales then. You have to do your sales phone calls. Some of the charts behind you are about Ivy's sales call. I call it the 100 circle chart.
Nice.
Okay. Then you have to have consistency and follow up. How often are you actually reconnecting, going back to somebody and chatting with them? To me, no is not no. It's not yet, not ready, not now. We stay in a conversation. We build a real relationship. That person might become your client. They might become your greatest referral source because they've built. And that's where we see the long-term consistency. And that's where you see the result, that result in your bank account.
Yep.
Yeah, I love that. Not yet, not ready, not now.
Yep.
And it's so true. And it's, I think part of that consistency in the follow-up is all about building relationships and staying connected with people. And it's amazing how something as simple as a challenge, your e-newsletter, creates the consistent visibility. Even the section in your newsletter, the Where in the World is Ivy, right, is all about showing that consistency in your actions. And it also shows that you really are walking your talk and modeling what it is that you're teaching your clients to do. So I really honor that. And
you've had people come out of the woodwork. I mean, contacts from 15 years ago from 3,000 miles away, my life's in a different place now, and I see your emails, and it finally made sense to me, or it finally clicked, or whatever. That's that not yet, not ready part.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because one of my early clients in Slater Success was somebody I knew from my printing world. She was an old printing client. Okay. She left the company she was at. She was head of marketing and advertising. Right? Perfect for my printer's ideal client for a high-end lingerie company. I am not going to mention names here. And she literally, reached out and she goes, hey, can I take you to lunch this time? I want to tap your brain because I want to go out on my own and I want to kind of create a consulting company. That lunch and just that reach out, because she was just following me. She was she was so excited when I told her what I was doing.
Right.
She introduced me to Dress for Success, and I've been volunteering there
for
3+ years based on an introduction, because she goes, gee, you want to make a difference with women? Here's how. Here's Joy Gordon, CEO of Dress for Success. Have a conversation with her. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, absolutely. And I go in. So it's all about, it's the relationship. And then what was interesting, because there's so many lessons in this story, we had lunch. She started her consulting company, marketing company. A couple of years later, we're still in touch. We email every so often. We say, hello, how are you? Relationship. A couple of years later, hey, can I talk to you? Sure, what's up? I got this offer. It might be time to go back into a real job again, but I just wanted to, I didn't know. I thought you might be a really good person to just talk it through. And we did. And we had a couple of conversations. She took that job. That job ended up leading to, a couple of years later, staying in touch, building a relationship, being brought in as a speaker for that company and trainer, and then my first corporate coaching contract.
Wow. I got goosebumps.
It's a relationship.
Yeah.
It's a relationship. And that's what business is based on.
Yeah.
It's not based on the sale. It's based on the relationships.
Yeah. And I think women are naturally good at that. And yet we get fearful about it when we think that that relationship and the conversation becomes about money, which I know is one of your favorite topics and one of our favorite topics to talk about. And so I want to maybe shift the conversation to talk about, how do you support people in letting go of some of their fears around money?
I tried the shaking them. It didn't work.
I love it. Perfect.
So then I had to try a few other options until I started figuring what worked.
Yeah, and the magic wand, tapping them on the head with the magic wand, that one didn't work.
I had the fairy dust. I tried fairy dust. I tried the magic wand. I'm going to reach for some water. I tried dumping water on them.
Yeah.
Actually, this aligns with something in your bio about helping women get out of their own way.
Yeah.
I'd love it if you could tie in with the money mindset and the getting
out of their own way. Well, and she still hasn't told us how she actually helps people let go of their fears around money, too.
Yeah, all that stuff. We want to hear it.
So it's very, and I take a deep breath when I talk about it, because I truly understand it. I've been there. I think we all have. Mm-hmm. No, maybe not Brian, unless you wear a skirt on the weekends. here's the thing, okay? I don't know how it's developed, and it's here. And I can't shake it out of them. I can't fairy dust it out of them. I can't magic wand it. What we can do is stop looking at ourselves as women. Stop looking at the inside of what we have to offer. So it truly starts with a mindset shift. Mm-hmm. So when we want to shift the mindset, we want inner work and outer actions to me.
Yeah.
So on the inner work, we have to see how it's not about us. I don't charge anybody to work with me.
Yep.
I ask them to invest in their businesses and themselves. And I invest in a specific what we're looking at as a result. And then I'm going to support them in the actions to get there. So it's no longer about me. I had the hardest time when I hung out my shingle as a coach. I was
Me too.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's like, and people are like, well, you've been a business owner for 20 years. You can help people. I'm like, no, I can't.
Why would anybody pay me for that?
Why would anybody pay me? I just kind of do what I do. I couldn't figure out. People like, create your signature system. I was like, what is that? You know, it's like, what does that mean? I don't know what to tell them to do, right?
Yeah.
But when we switch to that, it's not about us. So that's the inner work. Yeah. How does the outer work support it? So whatever you're doing, most of the time, we're so busy working about getting testimonials for that illustrious website we must put out before we start a business.
Right.
So we must have 3 clients to pay for the website before we do a website. in the SOC philosophy, right? In looking at the testimonials, use it instead of as a reason to get them done for a website. Start actually connecting with people and ask them about what the difference is, the power of working with you, how it has affected, if it's their business, their personal life, their emotional life, whatever it is, their marketing. Get those testimonials. Now, here's the outer exercise. When you wake up in the morning, take a good old-fashioned sheet of paper, print it out on a sheet of paper, stand up, and read them out loud.
I love that. What a great
tip. That's how you started the day.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go to sleep at night, stand up and read them out loud. And as you read them every day, and as you start working with, this isn't about me, it's about what's happening for them,
mm-hmm.
inner and outer work comes together.
Yep.
And I'm going to suggest a coach or a consultant or something along with guidance along the way, because what we see the value in pricing, get something objective on the outside to yeah. see how to price, why to price. Stop underpricing. You're not doing yourself any favors, and you're hurting today's economy as opposed to helping it.
Yeah. And will you just speak more to that? Because I know it's something that I see in my clients. I mean, I'll have them, I had one text me recently and we had just raised her prices. She had this beautiful new package that she was offering. It was the most she'd ever asked. And the woman has already said yes. And she's still texting me before the first coaching session with this client who's already said yes and paid her, going, do I deserve this? Am I good enough? And so I loved what you said about the inner mindset combined with the outer actions is so important. But where do you help women really understand what it looks like to value and price themselves in their packages and service-based businesses?
So we want to look at the value of the package, right? And we want to see the results of the package. By your client investing in this, okay? So let's pull up, right? You guys are going to laugh. Investing in a Post-it note.
Yeah, awesome.
Perfect.
A green Post-it note if you're listening.
A green Post-it note, right? Now, I don't want to think about how much money I've paid in Post-it notes over the years.
Yeah.
It's not a new system. I've been doing it for 20 years. When the Post-it note came out and it was only in yellow, I loved them. When it came out in multicolors and sizes, shapes, and lines, okay? I walk through Staples. There's always $5 in my pocket in Post-it notes. Right?
I don't think you and Manette can be in a room together.
Watch out, we're going to meet.
So much fun. We might come out like, we could make dresses out of Post-its. It's real fun with Post-its.
So my value is, why are the Post-it notes important to me?
Yeah.
Okay, why are they important to me? Well, I am a creative thinker. I'm a creative thinker who works in structure.
Yeah.
Okay? So if I can't sit at a computer and write a program.
Nope, me either.
I'm the person who has big papers and little papers and colored papers and construction paper. I could turn around and open my drawer and you could see my construction paper. That's how I create a program.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The value now, let's look at the value of me having the tools to create that program.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. if they took all my tools away and I had to sit at a computer and create it, I would feel stifled, neutered.
Yeah.
Is it really important to me? I'm happy to spend my $5 and $10 on my materials. And if those $5 and $10 were $50, I'd still be happy to spend it.
Yeah.
Because I love doing it. I love that work. So there's value in it for me. I don't think about dropping that money. I don't think about investing that money. I mean, there's almost a rule in the office that anybody else goes to Staples but Ivy. Okay.
My dad would come back with more packages of pens.
Yeah.
Oh, I have purple. I have, yes, me too.
Oh, yes.
I really, I think we're going to be having a Staples run together, aren't we?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Lord.
Fly all the way to beautiful Santa Barbara to hang out at Staples.
It's absolutely. And so when we see about why would we invest in it, why do we invest in a Starbucks cup of coffee?
It works for us.
It works. So if we're going to pay $5 for coffee and $5 for a tiny little piece of nothing, why would we not pay 10 times that to actually make 20 times that?
Yeah.
Right.
And that's where we have to get the brain around. We have to get the thinking around. And once we do that, that's when we start to shift.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's super clear. And yet I still find women get really stuck in the details. They get stuck in perfectionism, like you were talking about the websites at the beginning. But another interesting place where I see them get stuck, and because you owned a successful business for 20 years before you became a coach, mm-hmm. I think you could speak to this. Making that transition from business owner or corporate professional to entrepreneur and being a coach is a challenging one. And what I see with women is they don't understand how all that expertise translates into what they're doing now. They often feel like, oh, I did this and now I'm doing that. And yet it's everything that you did all along the journey that makes you the expert currently. And so I'm curious if you see that with your clients and how you help them and in yourself.
Okay, so I have to share this story. A bunch of years ago, I had spoken at the NAPO conference, which is the National Association of Professional Organizers.
Mm-hmm.
We were speaking there. I ended up with a client, I think in Seattle, and she was a professional organizer. She was about a year into her business, and she invested. She goes, I really want to get structure around this business. I don't just want to be like this freelance person. I am an entrepreneur. I want to be a business owner. Said, awesome, come, we're going to do this program together. We're going to walk it through. And we hit exactly what we're talking about here. Gee, I'm new. How can I price at that point, Ivy? I'm new at being a professional organizer. I said, okay, can I ask you some questions? And this is where this is why coaching is invaluable, an outside perspective is invaluable, a mentor is invaluable. It doesn't matter where you're getting it from, but you need to get the outside questions for you to grow into it. And I said, tell me about your last job. She goes, well, I ran the office for blah, 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 chiropractor. I don't remember the exact title, but somebody like that. Ran their calendar, ran the office, had everything labeled. Da, da, da. I said, so you were the key piece of organization there. She goes, oh, absolutely. Everything was detailed and color-coded and blah, 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 blah. I said, awesome. Tell me about, now she is now a grandmother, okay? Just so you know, she is not 20 or 30. She's in her upper 50s. And I said, great, what'd you do before that? She goes, oh, as a landscape architect.
Wow.
I said, oh, really? She goes, yes. You know, when my boys were younger, that's what I did. And I loved, you know, she goes, I just kind of grew out of it, but I loved, you know, we would organize. We had the shrubs. We had the perennials. I said, really? I said, bring me back to the very first memory that you remember organizing anything. And her face lit up because we were on a video thing. Her face lit up and she goes, oh my goodness, I remember sitting on my bed with all my ponytail holders. And I had the barrettes in this category, and I had the ones with the balls that wrapped around in this category, and I had the ones with doodads on it in this category. And she goes, and I remember my mother walking in the room and me looking at her. She goes, I need a better way to keep this all together. It has to stay just like this. So I know how to choose what I wear every day. And I looked at her and I said, Catherine, you just started being an organizer, right? This is brand new. You've never done this before. And she goes, oh my goodness. I've been doing this my whole life. I said, exactly.
Right.
I love that. That's such a great example of just really helping people to understand how much experience they're already bringing and to remind them that they're new at business. They may be new at the business structure, but they're not new at their gift and talent. They've been pursuing this gift and talent throughout their whole life in one way, shape, form, or another.
Exactly. When my kids were young, and I was building my printing company, and I would travel, and I'd drop them off at school, and I would travel to work, and there was a bunch of moms. We would drop off, and then, you know, we'd pick up our coffee and travel on the bus and the train together, right, from one part of New York to the other. And they would ask me about, well, what are you doing this in your business, and what are you doing that? And everybody's always asked me questions, come to me for guidance. And I hung out my shingle and I said, I'm new at this. I should probably just charge a couple of dollars.
Right. Right. That cup of coffee. Let them buy the cup of coffee for the train ride. And so I love one of the philosophies that I think we also share around money is that money really is just an energy source. And when we can see money as that energy source, it helps us to achieve our goals and have an impact. And part of the work that you and I, as coaches, helping people build profitable businesses are called to do is so they can have impact. Because when we touch one of them and then they go touch 100 and those people touch another 100, it's impact from us all the way down, right? So what's your conversation with your clients around money from that perspective?
I'm going to ask one more thing too.
Yeah, sure.
So it's along these lines. It goes back to what you were talking about with the external and the internal approach. And
right.
The person with the sheet of paper, you know, reading their testimonials back to themselves.
Yeah.
And I think what that has the effect of doing is it focuses them on how they're serving instead of
how much money
they're making.
Or not making.
So it tunes them into being someone who's of service first. And I think it goes in line with the question that Manette just asked in terms of how we're not as focused on money so much as focusing on achieving those goals of being impactful and putting that out into the world first.
Well, I think, you know, whether you're I'm going to speak on the sense of women in business, women business owners, women in business. I do not think you have to be a mother or not. You reach a certain age and there's a certain nurturing instinct in you. There's a giving instinct. And I've seen it over the 8+ years I've been doing this, Slater Success. I've had Slater Success and we've been around over about eight and a half years now. Of women come from this place of how can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
How can I help you? And when we look at it and we come from that being of service, where as the nurturing part of us just wants to help, how can I'm supposed to just help? We're givers. Look at the heritage of women going back the hundreds of years.
Sure.
And what are communities? Go back to goodness, there was a show, I probably saw it 20 years ago, and it was a one-man show, and I don't remember the name, something about a caveman, and he broke down women's patterns to men's patterns, and it stuck with me. But women are, he called it, women are gatherers and men are hunters.
Yeah.
Okay? And women go and they gather and they help and we work together and we lead with our heart. How can I take money back for something from giving to you? That's rude. That's how most of the women-natured society are, wow, are you going to take money back from your children because you gave love? You gave cookies, right?
Right.
So it's a little bit, so there is a clear shift in mindset, in patterning that takes place in the process. So as a group of givers, we have to say, well, we want to give and receive. And money, and it's not about the money. Yeah. It's, and again, get it out of you. It's not about you. When, because I invest readily in my business all the time. When I invest in my business, I'm investing in my future.
Yeah.
I'm investing in the next goal I'm looking to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, what am I doing next? Why am I investing in this? I might be investing in Minette. I might be investing in Tony. I might be investing in Sarah, in John. It doesn't matter. But I'm investing in Slater's success and where I'm taking it next. And that's my conduit to get there.
Yeah.
So in looking at it, it's not about the money. Making more money to me is not the goal. Having more access to the things that are important to me, to be able to grow the business, to be able to spend a few extra days in LA and hang out with my son and take him, you know, food shopping for his apartment and take him to dinner and have breakfast at the beach with him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm investing in. The money is the conduit. Go back a few hundred years, there was no money. You guys had the bolts of fabric. I had the eggs.
Right.
You need
right.
some fabric this month? I need some fabric next month. You need some eggs this month? We're going to exchange it. My kids needed clothes for school. Your kids needed eggs for breakfast.
Right.
Got it. Great. We're good. Money is this the transfer of the eggs and fabric today. It's not a big deal.
It's a great analogy. I love that. So we have one more question for you. And then I also know you have a free gift to share with everybody today. We could talk all day long. And it's like, I'm watching the clock and I'm like, we're just getting started. But what advice would you give to other women entrepreneurs, especially the ones that are probably starting out or in their first couple of years?
A couple of tips. It's great to believe we can do it alone.
That's me.
And I'm not saying you need to hire a coach. I'm saying there is no reason we have to be alone in life. So why do we have to be alone in business?
I love that.
Why would we not surround ourselves with a community of like-minded thinkers to support ourselves and for us to give support to others? Mm-hmm. So that's one of the first pieces of it gets very lonely being alone day after day. Nobody said we had to. So why are we doing that? Mm-hmm. Another piece of advice I would give is think about what you're doing consistently and what you're not doing consistently. See the story that the numbers will lead you to. Mm-hmm. There's always a number story. If you're networking, how often are you showing up? Are you showing up and not doing the follow-up and actually having one-on-ones and chatting with people and getting to know, building those relationships? Those are the numbers you will eventually see as the results. The numbers will take you through a journey.
Yeah.
Don't do it alone. So you get out and be with others, build the relationships, and follow up.
Yeah.
The success is in the follow-up.
Listeners, if you're listening to this, she is bringing down the tablets from the mount here. This this resonates with me a lot. Minette is more the networker, and I'm more the
tracker.
The tracker and the person who might stay at home. And I'm finally getting my butt in gear and actually investing. I purchased a membership to a co-working space, got opportunities for mentoring down there, gets my butt out of the house, out of in front of the computer. And so that's the first part of your advice. And the second part, the consistency, is everything in what we're doing right now. It's glaringly obvious when we're not consistent mm-hmm. with X or Y, whether it's the marketing, the ad spend,
the follow-up.
The follow-up is huge. It's easy to start on one thing, but then not follow through. Fantastic advice. That's great. I love that.
Yeah, I do too. I'm madly taking notes over here at you because I'm scribbling all this juicy stuff down to make sure that we get it into our show notes to share with people and share on social media as well. And I just, our philosophy is so akin. Like this, it's one of the things, I think it's even in my book that I mentioned to you earlier, The Artful Marketer, that consistency and persistence are the keys to success. And it's just people, like I saw someone last night at a networking event and she's like, you're just on fire. And I'm kind of looking around going, I'm just doing what I always do. Right. But I think it's the consistency that I'm showing up consistently in a variety of different places. And I'm showing up where my ideal clients are showing up, because you have to know who your ideal clients are. That's, you can get on the money bandwagon. I'll get on the ideal client bandwagon, because together they're a match made in heaven.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about your awesome free gift that you want to share with people today.
Okay. So we talked about consistency a lot, right?
Yes.
So I wrote a report that's called ROI, Return on Your Initiative.
Nice.
Okay. And it's 5 steps to more sales and more money in your business, hence in your life. So whatever it is you're bringing into your business, you bring in to grow your life. You receive this free gift to go on to slatersuccesscoaching.com/ROI. Download it, check it out. Let me know what you think. Awesome. You know, let me know what you think. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I mean, you know, I'm not doing this alone. I believe in community.
Yep.
I've never believed in doing any of the greatest things in my life that I've done. I never did myself.
Yeah, I did
with my 2 kids by myself. The traveling I've done, I never did it alone. I've done the greatest things in my life by being with people. Join, be out there, reach out.
I love
great
that.
Great stuff. Return on your initiative. At slatersuccesscoaching.com/ROI. We'll have that in the show notes too.
Yep, we'll make it really easy for people. And we'll also put all your social media links in there so people can connect with you and find you. And Ivy, thank you for your time,
your
generosity. We know how busy you are, and we want you to know how grateful we are for you taking time to really just share with the world what it is that you're so passionate about and help them get on the path to profit.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Great stuff. We are the Path to Profit podcast. You can find us online at pathtoprofitacademy.com. And we would love to get some reviews from you on iTunes.
Yeah, so if you really love this show with Ivy, go hop on over to iTunes or onto the blog and give us some feedback. What else do you want to hear about? We'd also love to hear other people that you want to be interviewed or topics that you'd love to see discussed. So as you can tell, we love to talk. We're pretty easy to talk to. And we love talking about money. So get on the Path to Profit and stay there. And we'll see you next time on the Path to Profit podcast.
Thanks. Thanks for listening.